Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a new short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. In this episode, I want to talk about a concept quite familiar to fans of spy movies and space operas, a false tooth that contains a deadly poison. Fans of Frank Herbert's Dune may best remember this innovation as a piece of technology that Dr. Yu implants in Duke Leto's mouth, telling him that he need only break the tooth open to exhale his poison onto Baron Harkonnen and kill them both in a last act of defiance. Of course, the homicidal aspects of the invention don't work as well as intended for Leto, but we see variations of the suicidal principle here in other films as well. In the second season of The Mandalorian, an Imperial captain bites open a false tooth that electrifies him to death. Variations of the poison tooth also appear in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the James Bond franchise. The concept is intriguing, but is there any reality to it? Certainly, cyanide capsules have been used by captives and would-be captives, most notably in the case of multiple high-ranking Nazis after the close of World War II. But did they ever store one in a false tooth? Writing for Atlas Obscura in 2018, Eric Grundhauser spoke with Vince Houghton, curator of the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., on the topic, and Houghton indicated that he had never come across any evidence of their existence. While glass capsules of cyanide, a fast-acting poison, were sometimes hidden in the tips of pens and other items, or even temporarily secreted in the mouth, the false tooth idea presents too many problems. Not only would it prove dangerous to carry around in your head, but the capsule size required to carry an advisably lethal dose of cyanide was typically too large for such concealment. Plus, there are simply better places to secure such a deadly secret. Hermann Göring, for instance, is thought to have kept a cyanide capsule hidden in his navel or possibly his rectum for 11 months during his Nuremberg war crimes trials before using the capsule in 1946. Some historians, however, propose that Göring's pill was simply slipped to him, and as Bob Poole reported for the Los Angeles Times in 2005, a former American GI named Herbert Lee Stivers claimed responsibility for passing the capsule to Göring, believing it to merely be medicine hidden in a pin. But hollow teeth used in espionage were also a reality, designed to carry microfilm and other very small items of value. For example, during World War II, German spy Nikolai Hansen kept an invisible ink capsule hidden inside one of his teeth. In the end, the poison tooth seems to be a mashup of two realities. Poison capsules that were sometimes hidden in the mouth and could be crushed between the teeth to release the poison, and false or hollow teeth used to conceal very small items of spycraft. It's an imagined item, a fictional artifact, but it emerges from the real world. Tune in to additional editions of The Artifact each week, hosted by either Joe or myself. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.